and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card, powered by Aspen Dental on Star 99.9.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband this past week.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I heard the Christmas lights finally came down after I publicly humiliated your husband on the air last week.
They did. They finally came down.
Up until, like, 2 days ago, he was still trying to defend the fact that they were up there and that it made sense.
It's a safety thing, Anna.
It's not
a safety
thing.
They were lighting the area nicely.
You said that because one of our listeners said that. You don't live in a dark area.
And they haven't been plugged in, so he's so full of it.
Right,
well, one of the lights is out on the front of the house. I could have plugged him in at any time.
Uh-huh.
And then we would have been safe, like I said.
You also could have fixed the light on the front of the house that's not working, too.
Well, I'm not an electrician. I did replace the bulb.
So what's been going on? How's Raven been behaving as a husband?
He's been good. He's been good, yes.
Oh, why? Who has not been good?
Oh, my goodness, Anna. I really thought I could do this roommate thing, but I'm just not cut out for it.
If you haven't heard about this, Raven has a friend of his that he has offered to stay with him for, what, 6 weeks?
Right.
That's a long time to have a buddy of yours living with you.
Yeah, I didn't think 6 weeks sounded that long until I hit, like, day four, and I was like, I can't anymore.
Right. So has it made you and Raven's relationship stronger, or are you guys fighting with each other? Because sometimes I find, like, when I'm stressed, I just take it out on my husband, Paul, because who else am I going to take it out on?
I would say both.
Okay.
It's a combination of both. He has some new, like, animal kingdom theory on it, which I just don't get.
What?
It's a family program, babe.
You know, it's just I had to rewash all of my dishes this morning, Anna.
Why?
Because I do them a certain way, and my husband has finally learned how to do them. Other people don't know how to do them properly. There was also toast crumbs in my butter, and I just can't do it. I can't do it.
You know what I've found is you don't realize all the little crazy rules that you actually have in life. And this goes for both of us in our house until somebody else is in your space. And then you're like, nope. What's wrong with this person? How could they do this?
Right. How do you function like this?
But it's just how other people actually live. It's just what they do.
Right.
But I haven't run away yet, and they haven't committed me, so I guess I'm doing okay.
Yeah. There's that. That's positive.
It was really close about 48 hours ago, but I think we're back on it now. We're good.
Yeah, it definitely was close.
So do you think that you're going to make it the next 5 weeks?
There's that chance.
Besides a house guest, that's, you know, getting difficult, because I think everybody knows what it's like to have somebody stay with you outside of your family for an extended period. How's he been behaving as a husband besides that?
He's been decent. He's been good. You know, I have a whole pile of things that he needs to hang on the walls that he hasn't touched yet. But
it's on my list right here.
I'm actually in the backyard right now with the dogs, and the grass is so tall that I think I lost one of them.
Oh, that's tomorrow's list. That's tomorrow's list. Hanging today.
Uh-huh.
Cutting grass tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Removing Christmas lights, November 2018.
Right.
That's when he's looking forward to that.
Check that box next.
Yep. So what's the grade you want to give him for this week?
I'm going to give him a B.
B's good.
Yeah, I'll take a B.
Yeah.
After this week, it's been a bit of a roller coaster. I'll take it.
After this week, you're lucky you got a B.